I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. Cubs manager Joe Maddon has a charitable foundation called Respect 90. The entire National League Central can adopt that mantra for the 2019 season. We're one game into Major League Baseball's 162-game regular season, and so far it sure looks like we're in for the grind most preseason prognosticators foretold in the division. With five teams playing competitive baseball, 90 wins could very well be the benchmark in the division this year. 90 wins was good enough for the Braves to take the NL East last season in a division that saw three teams finish with sub-500 records. That won't likely be the case this year in the Central. Milwaukee, the reigning division champions, opened the season with a thrilling 5-4 win over the Cardinals at Miller Park. Lorenzo Cain's game-saving catch at the wall provided a defensive highlight in a game filled with offense. Both the Cardinals and Brewers looked strong at the plate, with Colton Wong providing some surprising pop for St. Louis. In Texas, the Cubs seemingly shook off an entire season of offensive woes in just 9 innings during a 12-4 rout of the Rangers. Javier Baez homered twice, and Chris Bryant also went deep as the Cubs racked up 13 hits. And then there was Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, who opened the season with a 5-3 Reds win in a city that embraces opening day like no other. Eastern Iowa's Scott Schebler went 0-for-4 at the plate, batting fifth for the Reds, but second baseman Jose Peraza was 2-for-4 with a homer. Cincinnati won just 67 games last year. They'll win a lot more than that in 2019. It's tradition to overreact to positives and negatives after just one game, but I don't think it's a stretch to say there won't be two teams in the division winning 95 or more games, as the Cubs and Brewers both did last summer. It's a long season, and it'll seem even longer for fans of the NL Central. There will be wins, there will be losses, and of course, drama. Baseball is back.